Well, today we continue our commentary on the Sermon on the Mount. Today the Lord says something that must have been so shocking to the hearers when he said, "Unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." That must have been such a shock to the disciples and to the crowds, because they certainly figured that the holiest of all would be the scribes and Pharisees. And yet the Lord says, to get to heaven, your holiness, your righteousness has to surpass them. Well, what was the problem with the scribes and Pharisees? Well, first of all, they were only concerned with the external following of the law. They were trusting in their own works for their own salvation and thought that they could save themselves. And if they did all the rituals of the law, then God was bound to save them. That God would be required to save them if they fulfilled all the requirements of the law. So they were leaving out a very important truth, which is we are saved by God's grace, and that we are saved by cooperating with God's grace. We do not save ourselves through our works. That's something that St. Paul would often talk about in his writings. And so some of the commentators on this thing, they said that the scribes and Pharisees thought that the law was the guarantee for their salvation. They thought to themselves, if I fulfill this and I'm righteous, I am holy, and God is bound and in duty to save me. That was the wrong attitude that they had. What they neglected was the true teaching of the church, that to enter the kingdom of God, we must be sanctified or justified by the grace of God. And our role is cooperating with the grace that God gives us and being faithful to the graces that he gives us. So that's how we are. That's our vocation, is to be more holy than the scribes and the Pharisees. For them, it was merely external. Our holiness has to be internal. It has to be the working of God's grace within our soul, not just fulfilling the external practices of the law, but being transformed and converted by the Lord's grace and our cooperation with the grace of God. And then the Lord shows that it's not just following the commandments that the Lord wants, but it's even following them in our heart and in our interior life. Jesus said to the crowd, "You have heard the commandment, you shall not kill." And so the scribes and Pharisees thought that they were righteous because they did not kill. But then Jesus takes it deeper and says, "But I say to you, do not even grow angry with another person." See, when the Lord is saying this, he's saying that he is greater than Moses. He says, "Moses said to you such and such, but now I say to you," Jesus is speaking as God. Only God can say, "Moses said to you, but now I say to you." And then he takes the commandment even deeper. Yes, don't kill, but I say to you, don't even grow angry with another person. Then the Lord goes through three different levels of this. For example, he says, if you call someone raka, which is the Hebrew word for calling them foolish or stupid, that itself is a sin. That is wrong to do. So even though you physically didn't kill that person, you have to avoid even this calumny, detraction, gossiping, backbiting. We have to eliminate that from our life as well. And so the Lord goes through these things and tells us not to grow angry with others, not to insult them, not to call them fools, but instead to cleanse the inside of the cup as well as the outside of the cup as well. And then the Lord concludes this passage today by saying that before we offer our gift at the altar, we have to first be reconciled with our brother in order that our offering will be pleasing and acceptable to God. And that's why we always have first confession before first communion. That's why we teach the children, you know, go to confession first and then make your first Holy Communion. So we do the same thing. Before we come to Mass, to approach the altar to receive communion, we examine our consciences, we go to confession, we confess our sins, we repent of our sins, we become reconciled with God and with one another and with the Church. As Vatican II says in Lumen Gentium, when we go to confession, we obtain pardon for our sins by the mercy of God, and at the same time are reconciled with the Church, which we have wounded by our sin. So confession has the vertical dimension. It reconciles us with God. It also has the horizontal dimension. It reconciles us with one another and with the Church. So again, very practical suggestions from the Lord today in the Sermon on the Mount. Let's try to implement these things, realizing that we're called to true holiness, not just externally, but internally, through the working of God's grace within our soul. We have to eliminate the big sins, but also the smaller sins of even growing angry or calumny or detraction. And then, before we receive the Holy Eucharist, to make sure we make that good confession so our souls are able to receive the Lord in the way He wants us to.